dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning to you, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 2. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show. Great to have you along with us. Scott Rezac, Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader coach, set to join us during the hour. Also, we're going to catch up with Ryan Walters. Our Big 12 preview rolls on. I think the big news of the morning, though, certainly goes to the NFL, where the Gene Upshaw has died at age 63. Kind of an interesting statistic when you hear that linemen that have played as many years as Gene Upshaw, the average age of them, their life expectancy is 55, so that's a sad statistic in itself. But 63 years old, Gene Upshaw has passed away. Of course, the leader of the Players Union, did so many great things for the Oakland Raiders in the NFL, and he is dead. And just went to the doctor on Sunday, so not a lot of time for his family and stuff to come to terms with this. 4 days later, dead at the age of 63.
Most of those linemen die, though, because of football-related things. I would not lump cancer into that. So Gene Upshaw does pass. Again, Gene Upshaw, I believe, as a player, would definitely, we would have to forego to our fathers or our uncles, because we never saw Gene Upshaw play. We only knew him as the head of the Players Union. And, you know, it happens during the Olympics to kind of give a little different talk about what's going on in the Olympics. But I think the big news this morning is Hope Solo getting the job done for the United States in soccer. They beat Brazil by a score of 1-0.
That is probably as big of a victory for the United States. I think that a lot of people probably did not see that coming. I think the Americans would have been underdogs. Well, they got crushed by the same team, you know, not that long ago, and to come out and make a statement today and to get up with the elite in the world, certainly congratulations to everybody involved.
How does a softball team lose ever? But they did. The United States softball team loses to Japan.
3-1.
I mean, they give up three total runs, like, since they put this team together, didn't they?
Well, they gave them up, and when it counted, and they're be rewarded with a bronze medal for that effort, or the silver medal, excuse me, after losing to Japan today. Misty May and Mrs. Walsh get it done last night. Some matches that look to be very competitive and at times look like the Chinese team was making, you know, an inroads and going to take over the game, and then no, just absolutely dominating. 108 streak match, or set, or what do you call it?
A winning streak.
Winning streak of 108 games, I guess.
Kind of like every other sport.
Yes, 108 games. Yeah, great. Unbelievable.
Gold medal. The United States women basketball team really pushed, really, really pushed, but they do beat Russia. And I guess you're going to have to, again, tune into the 400 tonight to kind of watch people lose, because Jeremy Warner did not win this morning / last night. In China, and that's a shock, because kind of like the 100 hurdles went for the women yesterday, Lola Jones, you know, clips a hurdle and doesn't win, an overwhelming favorite, and your favorites don't win here in the 400-meter dash. And you just have to wonder where it comes in, where you run so well, and then all of a sudden in the big race, it has to be pressure, it has to be nerves, it has to be tensing up. There has to be something that happens, because you're so good 364 days of the year, you know, when this happens, there has to be something, you know, mental to go along with not being able to complete it physically, I would think.
Well, Doug, yeah, physically, there's no excuse. I mean, I'm sure it was a mental deal that probably on that stage. That's what it had to come down to. I think everybody has got to see the 200 now, and I think it was the first time from start to finish that Usain Bolt ran. He didn't stop and goof around at the end. He wanted that world record, and in dominating fashion, absolutely unbelievably dominating anytime at levels like of the world magnitude. When you're 5 and 6 yards ahead of everybody else, or meters, I guess, in the international community, ahead of everyone else, nobody was close to him. He was smoking everybody. He ran hard all the way to the finish line, and then he celebrated. And then he gave the crowd what they wanted, I think.
1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number to call. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Some email on a couple of subjects we were talking about yesterday. Our buddy Aaron in Kearney says, Lou Holtz is almost as big of an ass as Cowherd. And, of course, we talked about ESPN doing the Big 12 preview, which is about a 2 or 3 minute segment on SportsCenter in the last 24 hours, and they do an ACC one today, or they Pac-10 one, or whatever. But he cannot truly believe that Bo Pelini is under the most pressure in the Big 12. I would almost argue that Bob Stoops is under more pressure because of Oklahoma's inability to win the postseason. There's more here, but your thoughts on that? No. I mean, we went through the Bo Pelini portion yesterday. You know, there is pressure. What if that defense is still 100th in the nation? Everybody just assumes it won't be.
Yeah, but you're not. I guess when I think of pressure in situations where coaches are involved, I'm thinking about somebody that's got to perform or have some wins and put some W's up to save a job. Yeah, that's not the case for Bo Pelini. It's not the case for Bob Stoops. My deal would be you want to throw out Mike Gundy, that's fine. You want to throw out.
Mark May said Kansas, but again, neither one of them went from a coach's hot seat perspective because Mike Gundy, I think, would be the only coach in the Big 12 that you could consider at any point this year being on the hot seat. Either everybody's coming off a good season last year,
or
they got rid of their coach and they're brand new. Yeah, so, you know, where you look at.
Well, you know, I think, if you want to pick out a new coach, it's not Bo Pelini. It'd probably be Mike Sherman.
Yeah, it's not Art Briles at Baylor.
It's not Art Briles. Probably going to be Mike Sherman at A&M.
Aaron also says, have you guys heard anything about the chance Lance Thorell has of seeing the field this year? Yeah. I have. About like 100 other Huskers. They'll be standing on it on the sidelines. But you did specifically ask Bo Pelini at Big 12 Media Days about Lance Thorell because he did have a nice spring game when he had an opportunity. And you kind of got the textbook answer. He's doing good. We like his improvement.
Inconsistent at times. That was the knock. He's young, inconsistent.
He's young.
But he's coming along. He's doing everything asked of him at this time and hopefully someday. Now, I don't know that was a real guarantee, but.
Finally, Aaron says, go Royals, and they should send Bannister all the way to Wichita. along
with a lot of
bullpen,
people.
Along with the bullpen. I was getting so jacked up because I thought we were going to peanut butter jelly time it up today until the Indians score 5 runs in the bottom of the 8th, a 3-run home run. They had 5 hits, Daddy. The first 4 were home runs. 8 runs, 5 hits.
What has happened since the beginning of the season to Leo Nunez? What has happened? You know, he's one guy that looks dominating at times.
Well,
looks
again,
absolutely to overwhelm people at times.
Daddy, I think you're going to find players right now, and I'm not accusing Leo Nunez of this or any certain player, but you know there are players that right now know the season is over. Why am I here? What are we doing? You know, yeah, there's people that, which to me and you probably don't seem fathomable, that you go out and try to win the game every day and have fun doing it. That's just not the level that they're playing in Major League Baseball anymore. And they're going to lose interest. But the Royals continue to do, and we go back to the very first day of baseball this year, and our comment was they have to avoid long losing streaks. And then when they were able, they have not been able to do that. They have won only 2 of their last 13 baseball games, and they're on a 9-game road trip, I know, but you have to win some baseball games. Actually, they were a better road team before this road trip than they were a home team. And you have to wonder what's going on out there.
Well, one time, and Doug, I think you said, well, Trader Hillman won't let that happen. And all of a sudden,
he's sticking to a plan of developing as many players as he can, because the problem was a lot of these players just didn't have significant playing time, either A, because they were young, or B, because they stunk on some other team. And he, you know, you got to have experience. You got to have time to get better. Well, we're 5 months into a six-month season, and some of the things that are happening should not be happening, especially against teams like Cleveland, who also are not good.
No, they've stunk all year, and they were a team that a lot of people had picked for postseason play. With as many, you know, and then, of course, they have to trade Sabathia away, who's done remarkably well with Milwaukee. Amazing turnaround, perhaps getting into Cy Young consideration with his performance in the second half of the season. But there's still several quality players on Cleveland. They've performed pathetically under par. But the Royals, yeah, should be competing with this team, and they're not doing it. And now I wish, and I'm sure Trey Hillman more than anybody, along with Dayton Moore, along with Mr. Glass, and you go on down the line, that they hope and they want this team to put W's up and want to play well. But it just seems that every time they're in a good position, something bad happens. And as you look back, it's really, you know, if you go back to that first Yankees game of that series, if they don't pick the guy off at first base, the pinch runner they send in, they lose that game. No doubt about it, they lose that game. And it's even in the ninth inning, and it's even, and that's with Soria on the mound, and it's even more, I guess, debilitating of a stretch, I guess you call it.
So the Royals actually just underway with an early game to get out of Cleveland and then get home, and we'll give you a score update on that as the show progresses. I want to go back to the Dan Popper inbox. We were also talking yesterday. Bo Pelini hadn't handed out his black shirts yet. The team hadn't named their captains, which I think, if I remember right, we'll probably hear the captains either this Saturday or maybe they'll announce them on the press conference next Tuesday. And again, the Doug and Daddy Show live from Lincoln next Tuesday, and the Bo Pelini press conference in its entirety will be heard right here on ESPN Radio. Who cares? Team captain is a lot like being the senior class president, and neither one has any impact on who wins and loses. From the Dent Popper inbox.
Huh. I guess maybe, you know what, I disagree with that a little bit, because you need... And I think they've got a lot of that back with the Unity Council that was very successful. But I think you need somebody to step up and take charge.
I think that's what you get out, Captain. I think the double nickel would disagree with that, don't you think?
Yeah, I think he'd throw you the bones and maybe a finger or two.
And I guess it just depends. Again, last year's captains meant nothing. But again, it's also hard to say that they went 5-7 because of the captains. I'm not saying that, but... We sat here on the show and went, what? You know, we did. We just sat here and we went, what? And we'll have to see what happens with that whole debacle. Also, how about this? Not that. This. The television stealer.
Oh, my gosh. I knew you were
Andre Jones.
He got in the bowl game.
Accused of stealing a big screen TV. The owner of the home, Marcus Young, whose son Drew, from just down the road, is a sophomore tight end for the Huskers out of Cozad. Hopefully no connection there of anything, except that Jones was arrested Monday. Lincoln police alleged that he stole a 50-inch plasma TV worth about $2,800 from the basement of a home where he'd been staying. Police tracked down the TV at a pawn shop. In a related email we have here at the Dent Popper inbox, it's much easier just to go to Walmart, signed Dennis.
Oh, jeez. Here's what an employee...
Found it at the pawn shop, Daddy.
I know they found it at the pawn shop, but get this. An employee told police Jones said he was a football player and got the TV for playing in a bowl game. Here, kids, here's your gift for playing in the Fort Worth Bowl. Here's a 50-inch plasma TV.
No!
Now, store that in your luggage and take it home with you on the plane.
To which the pawn shop owner went, we've been in a bowl game the last 4 years? Unbelievable. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Big 12 football talk is going to continue. We're going to talk to Ryan Walters, starting safety for the Colorado Buffaloes, who many believe could be the most improved team in the Big 12 North. That's coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Excuse the commotion, but the team at Skeeter Barnes is busy building a lineup of great weekday specials for you and your family. Starting in September, the main menu stays strong, but soon you'll see nights specially made for the family. For the rib eater, for the prime rib aficionado, and the steak fanatic. We could say more, but then we'd have to go into the cone of silence. But more details are coming, so we'll see you in September at Skeeter Barnes, just east of the I-80 interchange, Kearney.
Hi, this is Matt Kenseth, driver for the number 17 DeWalt Nano 14. Be sure to check out the number 17 this Saturday at Builders in Kearney. Plus, get the best deals of the year on Nano and other DeWalt tools and accessories.
Also, see the Kearney Volunteer Fire Department's Jaws of Life in a race against the power of DeWalt. And enjoy a hot dog lunch to support Metal Art Elementary School.
This Saturday at Builders in Kearney, where we do DeWalt best.
Builders does it best.
Oh, my. Sir, where are your pants?
Well, I heard this ad that said it was T-shirt night at the Roman. The ad said if I wear my exclusive Roman T-shirt on Thursday night, I'll get a discount on my favorite drink. I think I'd like a Long Island iced tea, please.
Yes, it is. That is, sir, I'm sorry, but it's also, pants night at the Roman. Yes, it's pants and the exclusive Roman T-shirt night every Thursday night at the Roman.
Oh.
The Roman on the bricks in downtown Kearney. Pants preferred.
What do you think? Pro wrestlers were hatched? They came from outer space? No. Pro wrestlers started like any other professional with a dream of success, glamour, celebrity, wealth. The best are schooled by the best. And the Independent Wrestling School of Grand Island promises that if you have promise, grit, determination, and basic ability, they can add the training, the nutritional counseling, and the personal development to help you make it as a pro wrestler. Ever thought the road could be so close to home? Well, you can. The IWS. Call 308-382-9417 today. Day to get it on.
We'll see partial sun and some clouds across the area through the day today with a high temperature up in the lower to middle 80s. South winds will also be on the increase to 12 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies and a low at 66. Highs reach the upper 80s Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 66.
Tonight, beginning at 5, the first 25 families to dine at Skeeter Barnes will get a four-pack of Kansas City Royal.
Doug and Daddy show. Is there any truth to you challenging Usain Bolt to a race?
No, there's no, absolutely no truth to that.
You sure?
I'm just going back to this for just a minute. You know, it's one of those things you come home and like, gosh, what's wrong? Something's not right in this room. You know, and then you, like 3 weeks later you go, you know, that picture's gone. I knew there was something different. But a 50-inch TV, it don't take you that long to realize it's gone, Andre. You come home and go, where's the TV at? That's the first thing you say. You don't sit and go, gosh, what's... No, it's the TV's missing.
Reminds me of the scene in Friends where Chandler walks in, throws his keys on the foosball table, and there's no foosball table. They land, and Joey's locked in the entertainment cabinet.
Oh, unbelievable.
Oh, if I ever get my hands on them, you know what I'm going to do? Bend over? I don't know. Oh, Lord, it's a beautiful day for burritos, people. And at Big City Burrito, they are awaiting you because they are open right now at 28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney. If you need an early lunch, if you like breakfast, or if you need something to take home to the kids and yourself when you get off work tonight, that's the place to be. Open 7:30 to 9, Monday through Friday, 9 to 9 on Saturday. You won't find microwaves or freezers, and you won't find everyday fast food either, whether it's a breakfast burrito or the made-to-order burrito for you anytime. From noon to evening, they've got what you want. They pack your tortilla with everything you crave. Nothing you don't want. I don't want beans. I don't want rice.
Don't have to have them.
I don't want that. I don't want this. You know, the kids probably say that all the time. Well, Big City Burrito is the place to be. Every ingredient perfectly seasoned with secret recipes, and each burrito is built just for you because you choose every part of it, from the type of tortilla to each fresh, made-from-scratch filling. And right now, don't forget to pick up your Big City Burrito rewards card where you can eventually get a free burrito. Oh, they're so good. At 28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And a Big City Burrito rewards card rewards you, the customer, for eating at Big City Burrito because they love you, and they want you to eat free on them. Big City Burrito, where you walk in hungry and walk out happy, open 7:30 to 9, Monday through Friday, 9 to 9, Saturday at 28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Back to the Dent Popper inbox here, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday we talked with David Plon from Grand Island Heartland Lutheran about their football team and the short numbers they have. Got an email here from John and Greeley, who is a steady listener to our show, and talked about that district and just sent us a little more information. He says one of the young men that plays for North Loup Scotia has transferred up to Burwell, so that might help them out a little bit there. So they're going to maybe be even a little bit more struggle. But he also says, I hear Clay Center only has 12 players out for football. How many eight-man teams are going to be able to finish this season? It'll really mess up other teams' schedules if they don't finish. Even if they play, does running over an overman team really help a good team? Look for six-man teams to increase or for more mergers or co-ops.
Well, that's one thing we are hearing, that the NSAA will look at, they disbanded or did not sponsor the six-man game, or what's the word I'm looking for, Doug?
Yeah.
They were looking to reinstate them with the more...
Under the Nebraska School Activities Association,
right,
where there is insurance, where there is a provided state championship game, where everything is taken care of by the state. Now six-man schools have to take care of themselves. They have their own association. Of course, they have their own state championship played right here at Foster Field in Kearney, which was very well attended last year and will be held again this year on the beautiful campus at UNK at Ron and Carol Cove Stadium.
You know, I think that's important. And any time you're talking, if that's the case, 12 kids or young men out for football at Clay Center, boy, that's a sad state of affairs. You go back, you just no depth at all. And football's, everybody knows, it's a contact sport. People get injured. That's just one of the things that happens.
Exactly. And one of the guys that's going to be making some contact with people this year is Ryan Walters, the safety from Colorado. Our Big 12 reports on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Island Pet Resort, 1311 Getty Street in Grand Island, the unsurpassed place for your pet and pet needs, and by Brown Shoe Fit Company on the Bricks in downtown Kearney since 1968.
Daddy, back to the Big 12 North as we continue our preview of everybody's getting ready for it, and that team that's going to be and has been the Huskers' rival in the North at the Colorado Buffaloes, and I think both teams are pointed back in the right direction, and it's a long way to Nebraska-Colorado play on that final day of the regular season, but I think it could be something special by the time we get there for both ball clubs.
Well, Doug, it'll certainly be interesting to see how Colorado handles its schedule, because it is nothing short of brutal. And we're pleased to be joined right now by Ryan Walters, free safety for the Colorado Buffaloes. Ryan, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Oh, no problem, man. It's great to be here.
The way the last season kind of ended for you guys, even though there was a bowl loss, you got to a bowl. There was a vast improvement from 2 years ago under Coach Hawkins to where you guys were last year. How big was that to have some momentum going into the off season?
Oh, you know, it's huge. I mean, from 2-10 to what we did last year, and ended up going to a bowl game and having a tough game against Alabama, a tough competitive game. You know, it really jump starts. You know. Going into this season, and you know, we had a pretty young team last year and still kind of young this year, but you know, guys got another year of experience under their belt, and we had a great off-season workout in the summer coming to a close, and we're getting ready for camp, and you know, it's a lot of energy and electricity coming through the Buffaloes this year, man.
Ryan, talk a little bit about the schedule. I'm sure you guys talk about it because everybody else is, and you get to hear a lot of chirping going on. Non-conference, Colorado State. The last 6 years, 25 points have separated that game. That's a rivalry game.
Yeah.
There's emotion. Then you get Eastern Washington. Okay, Eastern Washington. Okay, should be a winnable ball game. You guys take care of business.
Right.
You get a week on West Virginia, Florida State. Oh, and then good luck in the Big 12.
Yeah.
And then you start with Texas. You're right, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what's said behind closed doors? What do you guys talk about it?
You know, we just say you got to – You come to Colorado because we play tough schedules every year. You know, our non-conference schedules are always tough, and you come to this university because you want to play the best. And so, you know, just given the opportunity, I'm a competitor. We're all competitors, so you want to play the best. You know what I mean? And so we've just been talking about keeping our composure and working hard, because there's no room for error. with the schedule we have this year.
Talking with Ryan Walters of Colorado here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ryan, how big was it then to get that win over Oklahoma last year to prove that you could win big games?
You know, it was great. It was a great win for us. You know, we came back from being down and had a few big plays there toward the end of the ball game. And, you know, it just proves that you can compete with anybody. And it's a huge confidence booster. You know, you just get your swagger back, you know, and kind of, you know, just boost your confidence for going into other games this season.
Ryan, talk a little bit about the free safety position for you. Are you the run stopper, or are you the guy that likes to get the one-on-one matchup with the best guy out there?
You know, I kind of do both. You know, our offense, I'm titled as a free safety, but we kind of just play left and right as it is now. And so, you know, I love roaming back there and getting a jump start in the quarterback, and I love filling the hole for the hit. You know, I take pride in bringing the hat, and I take pride in knowing the defense. So, you know, that's how safety should be played in Colorado.
Talk about the defense overall. It's a spot, obviously, just like everything on this team, that has to get better if you guys want to attain your goals. Tell us a little bit about what you guys have coming back defensively and how strong you think you can be.
Well, we got a lot of great talent and a lot of young talent. We got George Hippolyte coming back, a great defensive tackle for us, and Brandon Nicholas as well. And you know, we got two linebackers coming back that are really good, and Jeff Bart and Brad Jones. And then myself and Daniel Dykes playing safety. And then, you know, the questions this year are going to be with our two corners. We're going to have two new guys starting. And with our defensive ends, we've got a veteran in Mo Lucas and a younger guy in Marquez Herod. So, and I think we got a lot of potential. I think we've got a lot of leadership on defense, which is going to help us. And I think we have the potential of being really good.
You know, Ryan, eight starters return from that defense. You mentioned filling in the cornerback, but you've got eight people. And you look down this lineup, senior, 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 junior, junior, senior, 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 senior.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of senior leadership.
Yeah.
And leadership can be an intangible. You don't have to be a senior.
Right.
But when you've been around third year in Dan Hawkins' program, it's got to be exciting.
Oh, definitely. I mean, just from a mental aspect, having all that senior leadership and older guys being under the system, you know, it helps tremendously. I mean, you know, more than I'd probably say 90% of the game is all in your head, you know. And so having that knowledge of schemes and what offense is trying to do to you goes a long way.
Chatting with Colorado's Ryan Walters here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have you guys penciled down your goals for the upcoming season, or is that still something that you, as a team, have yet to do?
We'll probably do that the first week of camp. You know, first meeting, we'll probably sit down as a unit and write in those goals.
What's not going to be, I guess, too outrageous of a goal for you guys? What do you think can be your number one goal? Is it having a better record? Is it winning the North? Is it winning the conference?
Yeah,
I mean, how big do you think?
I mean, from what we did last year and where I think we're at right now, I think a realistic goal is to win the Big 12. I mean, it's a tough conference, and you know, we've got great teams in both the North and the South. But I think if we want to be the team that we think we're capable of being, our goal should be to win the Big 12.
Is there any truth to the rumor that the quarterback gets special treatment from the coach?
No, there's no truth to that. I think he's actually harder on Cody than he is on anybody else. And, you know, Cody takes a lot of flack for being a coach's son. But, you know, he's a baller, and he's the hardest worker we have on our team. And I take great pride in saying that Cody Hawkins is our quarterback. And, so I'm looking forward to what he's going to do for us this year. And he's been having a great offseason workout. I mean, we've been playing 7-on-7 this whole offseason. He hasn't thrown a pick yet, so I'm expecting.
Is that your fault?
No, yeah, he doesn't go my way. So. But you know, Cody's a great kid. He's a great competitor, great leader, and I'm expecting big things from him this year.
He's Ryan Walters, free safety of the Colorado Buffaloes. Thanks so much for stopping by with us.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Big 12 preview on the Doug and Daddy Show continues, and brought to you by The Wave Pizza Company, 107 North Walnut Street in Grand Island, the premier pizzeria in Grand Island. Want to thank you for your support and stop in. They've got two beer gardens, Keno, a fun place to go, as well as our friends at Computer Hardware in Kearney. Well, Colorado Daddy, it'll be interesting. It's just about here. It's just about here.
Well, it'll be, I think one of the fascinating things about Colorado really is how they come through that schedule, how they come through those first three or four games. Because you're playing quality opponents, you get a couple, three or four injuries that knock you out of a couple, three or more games, it could be a real long year. Now, on the other side of that, you come through relatively unscathed and some good things happen in those games, start to build some confidence. They could be the surprise team in the North. A lot of people think they are. We'll have to wait and see for that.
Email us anytime to the Dan Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dan Popper on the Bricks, downtown Kearney. See Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. They've been specializing in paintless dent repair for years. What do you think, Daddy?
Well, it's like you said, it's here. Well, it's finally. You know, baseball's wrapping up. There's some great pennant races, which we'll continue to follow. And
by the way, a lot of talk this morning. You're getting a lot of vacation time for Jim Rome, Mike and Mike, Cowherd, because once football season starts, the network wants to have pretty much all their boys in place, and so they don't want them to take vacation. And a lot of them have been talking, would you rather have the ring or would you rather have an Olympic gold medal? And when Tim Kirchin this morning, baseball geek that he is, and a great one, says, I would rather have the Olympic medal. You know, I think it's been about 90-10 Olympic gold medal. Watching the Olympics, has your thought process changed at all?
No, not at all. It really hasn't. And Olympics are great. Congratulations to everybody involved, and that's a wonderful thing. I just don't get a lot of the events. I can't believe some of them are even events. Trampoline? Seriously? Here's a gold medal. Yeah, thanks a lot.
I know the Yankees won last night, and we didn't really have time to touch on this the other day, but could somebody get Johnny Damon a bigger glove? He'll have plenty of time to go shopping since they'll be done at the end of next month. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our Tri-City football preview is going to continue with Grand Island Central Catholic Scott Rizak. All that and more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The mechanic. I'm a meteorologist. I research weather patterns, not transmissions. But I do know my certified pre-owned Acura MDX runs beautifully. Just like I know when a high-pressure system moves in and triggers a cold snap, my heated seats keep me nice and warm.
Acura certified pre-owned vehicles receive a 150-point inspection and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original service date. In other words, they must pass our test before they pass yours. Visit Acura.com or dealer for warranty details.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough.
Yeah, 47, son.
I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built tough. Built comfortable. Satisfaction guaranteed. Pick up a pair of Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Comfortable on you. Comfortable on your wallet. Available at Walmart.
Wrangler. Real comfortable jeans.
There are too many reasons that you want your RV vacation to go right than to have one little thing make it go wrong. Rich & Sons RV headquarters on South 281 Grand Island give you the peace of mind that matches the freedom and economy of your RV vacation. Trained and manufacturer certified, the Rich & Sons staff know every RV inside and out. In fact, right now, for less than $170, you can get a full 20-point inspection. Mobile ready-to-go service also available. Log on now to richsonsrv.com.
Cool down this summer with a frozen treat from Sonic in Grand Island and Kearney. In the month of August, every night from 8 till close, Sonic is offering 99-cent root beer floats. Indulge your taste buds with a creamy, cold root beer float from Sonic in Grand Island and Kearney. Summer only gets better with ice cream, so don't wait. Head to Sonic now and order your 99-cent root beer float in August, every night from 8 to close. Sonic and summer, what a great combination.
Back to school. Time for band and orchestra season to begin. Whether you're buying or looking to rent, Yonda's in Kearney will make it worth the drive. Huge selection of quality instruments, new and used. Flexible instrument rental program designed to fit your budget. All money applies to the purchase of the instrument. Pay cash? Yonda's offers great discounts. Trumpets, trombones, drum kits, clarinets, flutes, saxophones, violins, violas, cellos, and much, much more, including books and supplies. Yonda's Music and Pro Audio, downtown Kearney on the Bricks.
We'll see partial sun and some clouds across the area through the day today with a high temperature up in the lower to middle 80s. South winds will also be on the increase to 12 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies and a low at 66. Highs reach the upper 80s Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Tonight, beginning at 5, the first 25 families to dine at Skeeter Barnes will get a four-pack of Kansas City Royals ticket vouchers, good for any remaining home game. It's Fan Appreciation tonight, beginning at 5, from Skeeter Barnes of Kearney at your ESPN Radio Superstation, a radio home of the Kansas City Royals in Central Nebraska, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to chat with Scott Rezac of Grand Island Central Catholic as our Tri-City football preview continues here in just a moment. But during the break, I want to thank Andrew and the gang over at Domino's for letting us test out their brand-new oven-baked sandwich. From melt in the oven to melt in your mouth, Daddy, what'd you think?
Very impressed. Very impressed. I had the Philly steak and cheese one, but there's also several different.
I am finishing off a chicken bacon ranch. And also, Derek is tearing up the chicken parmesan.
Oh, yeah, chicken parm. Good stuff.
And Italian as well. Four different kinds. You can order online at Domino's.com or give them a call at Domino's in Kearney. Remember, Daddy, flavor overload is highly possible. It's the new oven-baked sandwich from Domino's. Yeah. It's good.
Good sandwich.
You call that the ciabatta bread? Is that what that is? It's good. It's real good.
It is good bread.
It's good.
Which is very, very important to us.
It's good chicken. It's good ranch. It's good bacon. It's a good sandwich. It's a good sandwich is what it is. Stop by Domino's today. Tomorrow on the program, we are scheduled to be joined by Nebraska head volleyball coach John Cook. And our high school football preview tomorrow will feature Hastings St. Cecilia's Carl Tesmer. Just an outstanding football coach, outstanding program. We're going to talk with coach tomorrow, Daddy.
Looking forward to that. I think that's going to be sensational, looking to do some good things. Obviously, everybody's going to have them in the top three or four in Class C1 to begin this year.
UNK has a new assistant women's basketball coach.
A lot of experience, too.
Apparently, you know. And the funny thing is it used to be the head coach, and Carol Russell used to be the assistant coach. Now Carol is the head coach here at UNK, and Karen Nichols will be the assistant. She had been the head coach most recently at Mercyhurst, Pennsylvania, before that Truman State and Texas Pan-American, which is a Division I school, and Russell served as an assistant to both. So looking for great, great stuff. She was a recruiting coordinator at Nebraska from 92 to 95, was at Youngstown State in Ohio, hanging out with the Pelini boys, evidently. UNK has made two consecutive NCAA tournaments, went 27-7 last season. So welcome Karen Nichols to the UNK family. Our Tri-City High School football preview continues on the Doug and Daddy Show as we take a look at the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. And, Daddy, there's so many times where you hear when you're rebuilding a team, we've got to go to the line, we've got to find big guys. We can find talented athletes in about every class that can handle the skill positions of wide receiver, running back, even the quarterback position. But Central Catholic, actually, in a rarity here, they're going to be pretty solid along the line and kind of have to fill in those other spots.
Yeah, I think that's good news for Scott Rezac as he joins us right now. Coach, your overall thoughts on that? You've got linemen. You're looking for skill position people.
Well, I hope what you guys are saying is true. You know, we do got some linemen coming back, and we feel pretty good about those kids. We think that's going to give a solid nucleus to build around. You know, we've got a lot of kids that are going to be getting their first year of varsity experience at the skill position. And, you know, sometimes that can be good. Sometimes, you know, it can leave you with some question marks. But, you know, these kids have had to play in our reserves and JVs for the last couple of years. And, you know, and they've had successful years the past few years at the JV level. I think we've lost twice in the last 2 years there. So these kids are used to winning, and they've had success down there. They, you know, the unfortunate thing for them is they were behind a class that, you know, that had been playing since they were sophomores in front of them. So, you know, they've been the kids that kind of had to wait their turn.
Scott, I guess with young kids, and anytime you're talking skill positions, I guess the one big concern is holding on to the football. Is that your concern?
Well, it is. I mean, you know, the thing with the kids we got coming back is there's going to be a number of seniors that are going to be at our skill positions. You know, again, these are the kids that have been waiting their turn. You know, so in we feel good about the kids. We think they got some good athletic ability. You know, if they can just cut down on some of their mistakes, both, you know, the mental and the physical mistakes that they make, you know, in the early part of the year, you know, I think that's really going to help us be successful.
Scott Rezac, head football coach of the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Getting back to that line, it's anchored by Kelly Zimmerman, a good leader for your football team.
He is, and, I mean, you know, he was a state powerlifting champion last year, and, I mean, he's just kind of like a bull in a china shop. You know, he's been starting since he was a sophomore, and, you know, he's an all-district performer last year, and just a good leader overall.
Scott, I guess you, I look at your the preview in the Huskerland prep of the Class C1 District 7, and it kind of looks like two teams have separated themselves. You guys and Hastings St. Cecilia, looks like a district you guys should be able to handle.
Well, St. Cecilia, I mean, we haven't played them in a couple of years now, and, you know, I've seen some tape on them and stuff, and, I mean, on without a doubt, they're probably the cream of the crop in our district. You know, I think us, and I think there's going to be a couple other teams that are going to surprise some people and, you know, be legitimate contenders for a playoff spot. You know, Fillmore Central is a team that's, you know, moving this way this year, and, you know, they were playing four or five sophomores last year, or excuse me, freshmen, they're sophomores this year. So those kids have got a lot of experience, and it's a very, very talented sophomore class they have down there. I think St. Paul probably has three of the best players in the district. You know, they lost a lot of seniors from last year's team, but those three guys are going to give them a solid nucleus to build around, and I think they're going to surprise some people too.
Scott Rezac, the head football coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've had some good kickers in the past, and you've got another one this year, and you can't overlook, and we've seen that so much here in the last maybe 5-6 years of high school football. If you've got good special teams, that really seems to help out the overall game plan, especially when you got some young kids, maybe when you're trying to get that offense started the first couple games.
You know, that's the one part of our team so far in camp that's just really blown me away is our special teams. I think we have the potential to probably have the best special teams we've had since I've been here. And, you know, it centers around, you know, our kickers right now. And Austin, he'll be a junior this year. And, you know, it's really tough to compare kids, you know, to one another. But a guy that you guys are familiar with, the Carnahan kid that was at Kearney Catholic that's kicking for UNK now,
yeah,
he's very similar to him at this point in his career.
That's not a bad comparison. Not a bad comparison at all.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if Austin will be as good as, you know, Jeff ended up being and have, you know, the career that he did. But as far as their leg strength and stuff, there's a lot of similarities in them at this age, you know. Our punter's back. We got some good, quick kids back there returning the ball. And we got a number of kids who played on a lot of those special teams last year that are back again this year.
Well, Scott, somebody that's not back again this year because of an injury is your quarterback. You're looking for a new one. Who is that going to be?
Well, I got two kids, junior Casey Wings and a sophomore in Seth Wardine. And really both of them have had terrific summers. You know, they're grasping the offense. They still don't understand all the hows and whys of it yet, but they're improving every day. Both of them can throw the ball really well, and you know, it'll be something that we haven't done a whole lot. Usually our quarterbacks are more of a pro-style quarterback where they're going to be handing the ball off and standing back in the pocket. These two guys are going to give us the ability to get these guys out on the edge and do a lot more run-pass option with them.
Scott Rezac joins us for a couple more minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show, previewing Grand Island Central Catholic. If you do put the ball in the air, one of the kids that you do have coming back that's a starter for you is Jay Osterbeer. He's a pretty solid kid for you.
Yeah, he is. He had a nice year last year. The ironic thing, you know, I said we had kids waiting in the wings. You know, Jay was a starter last year, and he's battling right now for a starting spot this year. We got about six receivers right now that are really in a battle for the starting spots, and it's made practice really fun so far.
Any of those Todd Peterson ask?
Not quite there. I got a couple of them that are going to be pretty close to as tall as Todd was.
Well, Scott, if you got six receivers, you're going to have to throw the ball, 70% of the time this year?
Yeah, I probably need to come over and talk to Coach Madison over there at Kearney Catholic and figure out that run and shoot a little bit more. But I'm kind of old school, and I have trouble trying to figure out how to get an eye back to play wide receiver, so I still got to stay in my eye formation. But, no, we feel good about our receiver positions. You know, we got some kids out there that are going to be in that 6'3", 6'4", range, and – We got a couple kids that had some, you know, nice years in track. I wouldn't say they're great sprinters, but they got good speed. You know, one thing we were happy with, we test all our kids out after our summer conditioning, and, you know, we had 15 kids run a 4.8 or better, and we haven't ever had that
before.
But, you know, I don't know how much when we put the pads on it's going to slow them down. That we'll find that out today at practice. But, you know, without pads on, they're running well, but we'll see how well they run with pads on.
Coach, you had a potpourri of non-district games to start the season. Superior, Boone Central, Centura, kind of all over the place as far as success that those schools have had. How do you attack those games?
Well, you know, Centura, or with Superior, we're not real sure how we got them on our schedule. I think we played them once in 10 years. But, you know, from what we found out about them, they had a great year last year, quarterfinalists in C2. Have a number of their skill kids back. I know they lost a few linemen up front. Some big tight ends and linebackers, you know, they're in that 6'3", 220-pound range that, you know, will give us some problems, I'm sure. But, you know, it'll be an interesting matchup. Anytime you have two teams or two programs that aren't familiar with each other and you play, you know, it really just comes down to a lot of execution and game time adjustments. And then, you know, of course, Boone Central, we're used to playing them, you know, year in and year out, so that'll be a familiar foe. And, you know, last few years it's been us and them battling for, you know, district titles, so we're looking forward to having another shot at them. We weren't real pleased with the way we played up there last year.
And, Coach, finally, before we let you get out of here, obviously on Fridays you're keeping an eye on you, and Saturdays you got to be keeping an eye on the Huskers, and some interesting stories have developed with some GICC kids.
Yeah, you know, I've since those guys went down there, I've, you know, kind of really got more into Nebraska football. You know, I always enjoyed watching it, but I wouldn't say I was a true diehard Husker fan. You know, I'm more of a college football fan. But, you know, with those guys, with Todd and Tyler both playing down there, and, you know, and especially this year, well, right now they're both sitting at number ones, you know, you kind of follow it a little bit closer than you usually would. You know, you just because those kids are having such, you know, good careers down there, and they're both outstanding kids to begin with, and then we got another kid that will be a walk-on down there this year.
And, Coach, they really have taken, and we talked with both kids about this, two different paths. Todd was fortunate enough to take advantage of his situation early on, and nobody knew Tyler Wortman's name probably before spring ball this year, and he has really been one of those Nebraska kids that stuck through it and is going to be rewarded for it.
Yeah, you know, you know, the thing I was really, and I told Tyler this, you know, I was really proud of his perseverance that he showed down there, because sometimes it can get frustrating when you get into a program that has that many bodies and that many talented athletes that, you know, sometimes some kids get frustrated with it, but, you know, he stayed the course and stuck through it all, and, you know, it looks like this year he's going to finally get his opportunity.
Scott Rezac, Central Catholic Crusader head football coach. Scott, thanks so much for the time, and best of luck. Stay healthy.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Sure appreciate it. Our high school football Tri-City coverage continuing with the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Got a lot of holes to fill, but should be able to put up quite a few wins this season at GICC with that successful program they have just about in every sport. Tomorrow, Carl Tesmer, Hastings St. Cecilia, is going to join us here on the program.
Those two teams really... Yeah, when I asked that question about the district, yes, St. Cecilia, I understand, but Central Catholic... If you think they're just a notch below, well, those two teams, when you look at the rest of the district, they're teams that they should be able to handle. They're teams that they should be able to take over and get it done against. And I mean that Fillmore Central, 3-5 a year ago, Central City, 5-4, Donovan Trumbull, and St. Paul. I mean, St. Paul was 1-7 a year ago. This is a team that Central Catholic has more quality people than at this time.
Well, it's like we say, it's always good preseason prognostication. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
The Incredible Slasher Sale is coming to Tom Dinsdale Chevy Cadillac this weekend. For 4 full days, vehicles will be
slashed as low as $700. This is how it works. Register for your chance to save thousands on every new and used vehicle in inventory. Pick the vehicle you want, and a slasher will slash the price right on your windshield. Used cars that sell for $4,000, $5,000, and even $6,000 will be slashed as low as $700. Lending representatives will be on site to assess your credit. All credit applications will be accepted. Independent appraisers will be available to pay maximum value for all trade-ins, exclusively at Tom Dinsdale, Chevy Cadillac, and Grand Island. The sale begins Wednesday at 10 a.m. sharp and runs through Saturday night. This is a first-come, first-served event. Used cars as low as $700. Only at Tom Dinsdale, Chevy Cadillac, 3312 West Stoley Park Road in Grand Island. Hooray! The slashing begins Wednesday at 10 a.m. For more info, call 1-800-652-1995 or go to thebigcarsale.com.
At the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, we think football is just about the best game ever created. And that's why on game day, you can't do better than Bullseye. Watch every Husker game on the Bullseye big screens. On Sunday, it's NFL ticket time with your choice of seven different games at once. You and your friends will enjoy ice cold beer and drink specials. And Munchies, oh my, do we have you covered. With appetizers, sandwiches, half-pound burgers, and more. Bullseye's at 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Open at 11 a.m. noon on Sunday.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
Colin Cowart, summer's here. You'd love to leave work early, go to the beach, baseball game, concert. But you can't afford to be away from the office. Summer is why it's the perfect time to try GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can remotely access your office computer from any computer. All you need is an internet connection. Work from home just as if you were sitting in front of your office PC. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears with all the files and software programs right there. This summer, enjoy family and friends. Then, use GoToMyPC to finish your work from home. I've used GoToMyPC.com when I want to check my work email from home. It is easy and incredibly convenient. I have an exclusive trial offer just for my listeners. Try GoToMyPC free for 45 days, an extended free trial. But it's only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin.
Tonight, beginning at 5, the first 25 families to dine at Skeeter Barnes will get a 4-pack of Kansas City Royals ticket vouchers, good for any remaining home game. It's Fan Appreciation tonight, beginning at 5, from Skeeter Barnes of Kearney at your ESPN Radio Superstation, a radio home of the Kansas City Royals in Central Nebraska, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Time for a Royals update on the Doug and Daddy Show because they're playing already.
Do we have to?
Well, we're not airing the game, so Derek,
yeah,
let me guess.
Yeah.
The Royals have come to bat three times, and they have an Alex Gordon walk to show for it.
That is right, and now they're trailing 3-0 right now to the Indians in the third inning. Right now, Mike Avilas at the plate, so... But they got Cliff Lee on the mound for the Indians, so that's not looking good. Not boding well there for the Royals.
Bases loaded here at the bottom of the third, bottom of the second inning. Bases loaded, two outs for the Indians. You think the Royals could get it out and move on? No! Triple to the gap! Clear the bases! 3-0.
But then we get them out.
Oh, yeah, ground out. No doubt about it.
Unbelievable.
No simple ground out. Hunter Mahan fires a 9 under par, 62 to take the first round lead so far on the PGA Tour. They are into that FedEx Cup playoffs. Ooh, can you feel it?
That's the first I've heard about it. Actually, I did not realize that started.
Also, tomorrow, Daddy, the American Legion Baseball World Series, which Millard West is a part of, begins. They will take on Las Vegas, Nevada. Millard West is 40-16. Okay, other teams. Bristol, Connecticut, 35-9. Midland, Michigan, 55-10. South Richmond, Virginia, 33-5. Sumter, South Carolina, 34-3. Jonesboro, Arkansas, 42-10. Kennewick, Washington, 48-18. Las Vegas,
68-77.
Oh,
no. That's a draw we get. Our Nebraska team, that's a draw. Is that prearranged?
Yeah. This region plays that region. Little League World Series going on. Curacao out, Washington out, Hawaii. Pretty good, people. Hawaii is pretty good. Coming up on the program tomorrow, we will be joined by John Cook, head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska. He is scheduled to join us. Also, our high school football preview continues with the head coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, Carl Tesmer. Daddy is itching to talk a little pro football. Maybe we'll let him do that tomorrow. Also on the program today, we want to thank Scott Rezac from Grand Island Central Catholic for talking a little football with us as well, and Ryan Walters, the outstanding safety from the University of Colorado, for joining us on the program today. Coming up next week, Merck and Morris again talking Hastings and UNK football as they get ready for game week. We'll talk about the high school football rankings with Stu Pospisil, the Omaha World Herald. We'll be catching up with the head coach at Western Michigan. We've got many other high school folks joining us and college folks as we get ready for the start of the upcoming season. If you miss anything on the show, go to ESPNSuperstation.com and listen to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. And don't forget to vote on our poll question: is Michael Phelps the greatest athlete in Olympic history?
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Phelps Solo!
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!